Pleasure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate the prayer and appreciate all the prayers that's gone before, and especially remember the ones that have been mentioned. You know, it's a privilege to be here. I think I've been at Piney Grove more this month than I ever have in the past year or something like that. But I, you know, appreciate the time, and there's a reason we're staying close to home, and I'd appreciate your prayers for that as well. So, thank you. This morning, I appreciate the song that was selected for our opening hymn, the Jesus, Before Thy Face I Fall. It says, Jesus, before thy face I fall, my Lord, my life, my hope, my all. For I have nowhere else to flee, no sanctuary, Lord, but thee. Our Lord is definitely our sanctuary. A sanctuary is a place of safety, a place of refuge. You know that song we have, I flee to the cross. That's my only hope, is Jesus Christ and Him crucified and resurrected. If He's not alive, I have no hope, I have no Savior. But He is. He is alive and He is reigning today. Not only that, but He's making intercession for me and you. He's there watching. Not as in a city of judgment, like, you know, I'm about to zap him and turn him into a crispy critter like some people would preach about. No, our God is a loving God. He's a forgiving God and a long-suffering God. Thank the Lord for that. But there are a lot of things to be fearful in this life. Sometimes we can be gripped with fear. And it doesn't have to be somebody outside wanting to do you harm. It could be something about fearful, about stepping out on faith and doing something. Or the devil whispering in your ear, there's no way you can handle this. There's no way you're going to get out of this. There are things to be fearful in this life. But I want you to turn with me to the second epistle of Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I love this verse. Times that I'm afraid, times that I'm worried, I try to remember the Lord. I try to remember what He has given us. In 2 Timothy 1 and 7, he says, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. If you're fearful, it's not because the Lord has made you fearful. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Lord will be with us this morning. I'd like to just try to get these three real quick. Power, love, and a sound mind. I tell you, there's a lot of things that can cause us to fear. There's a lot of things that can arise. There's a lot of things in life. But we can take great comfort in knowing, because He says, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. How many times is the phrase, fear not, in the Scriptures? Be not afraid. Fear not. Now, is there things that's going to pop out of the night or something like that and kind of scare you? Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what's going to happen. But we don't have to be debilitated. Fear doesn't have to debilitate us. Fear doesn't have to cripple us. Fear doesn't have to make us shut ourselves in the house and not want to go out. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. The power. We have power from the Lord. Real quick in 1 Corinthians. Very, very beginning of the book. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. I think I touched on this a little while ago. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, For the preaching of the cross to them that perish... It's foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. A powerful message. Preaching of the cross to this world, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. Why in the world would I want to get up on a Sunday morning and go sit in a church house? It may be too hot or it may be too cool, and I guarantee you it's full of sinners. There's a bunch of people in there that's doing wrong. They're doing this and they're doing that. But why in the world would we want to come on a Sunday morning to hear to this church house?
You know, we sang that song, "This Little Old Church." There's a little old church that I love so well. Do you love the church of God today? And if you do, it's because you have felt something. The Spirit of the Lord has entered into your heart. That is the power of God working in you. Power of God. We have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. Can you believe that? The power of God. Yes, it's not like I can sit there and shoot lightning bolts out of my hands, but it's a very powerful thing to know that I have the Spirit of the Most High dwelling within me. I tell you what, if God be for us, who can be against us, right? That's one of the things that God hath not given us the spirit of fear. No, He has given us power. And the power to know that He is God. And John, I want to get to John 14. John chapter 14. You know how that starts off? John chapter 14, verse 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus is talking to his disciples. And interest of time, I just want to get, it's hard to skip around sometimes, but let's just go to verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus is speaking here. Listen to his words. Verse 16. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Jesus is saying, "I will not leave you comfortless." There's going to be a time where he's going to be betrayed, going to be led to the cross, nailed to it, and die and placed into a tomb. And I tell you, during that time, I don't read anything about anybody rejoicing about Jesus' death. Maybe his enemies were rejoicing a little bit, but none of his followers, none of his apostles. Can you see how fearful they were at that time? They were inside. They had the doors locked shut. They weren't walking around about. They were fearful. But he says, "I will not leave you comfortless." You know how much of a comfort it was for those apostles to have Jesus there with them. You know, the time they were in the ship and they were fearful for their life, and he just spoke to the wind and the waves, and there was a great calm. No, they may not have completely understood what was going on, but how much of a comfort that was to them, knowing that he was near, knowing that they could hold on to him. Their Savior could speak to him as a brother, could speak to him face to face. But then he was going away. But he told them, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." The Spirit of God that dwells within us is the same Spirit as Christ. Christ in us. Yes, I can't reach out and physically touch him like him when he was here in his earthly ministry. But the power of God that is given in the Holy Spirit is the same power because he's God. You remember the Trinity? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwelling within us. And if the preaching of the cross is not foolishness to you, then you are recipient of the power of God. Would that not help you in days to come? Would that not embolden you to do as you need to do in this life? Would that not help you to put wind in your sails to keep you going forward? You know, here lately I've been talking about the armor of God. That armor, when it is proven, when the armor of God is perfect, but our use of the armor is not always perfect, right? But when we prove it, when we use it, when we put it on a daily basis and try to move forward and always abounding and not retreating, brothers and sisters, that armor grows stronger and stronger to us. And it's the power of God because we're relying upon His might and His strength. Because He has given us the Spirit of power. Because we dwell within us. The Holy Spirit dwells. When you do something that may not be exactly right, and you feel a little tug at your heart. Or if you think something, you know, I tell you, that's something that, you can't stop things from popping in your mind, right? Well, was it Charles Spurgeon that said you can't keep a bird from flying over your head? But you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. Thoughts are going to pop up. Things are going to come to mind. Shoo them away. Get rid of them. Remember, you have the power of God dwelling within you. That should help us to face these challenges, face these temptations. Because we have the Spirit of power dwelling within us. And He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. These promises, these strengths, they help us, embolden us to do what we need to do to face the days. Because we have a great God who is with us. Are we with Him? Are we with Him? He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. What was that next one? Love. That's a big subject. I do not have time to thoroughly go through the subject of love, especially God's love. God is love. Right? God is love. So if the Spirit of God dwells within us, then the Spirit of love dwells within us. And what was His message to us? That new commandment I've given to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Oh, how much does the Father love us? How vast is the love of God? I mean, how... We can't scratch the surface. We can't even begin to fathom the love that He has for His people. We could go to scripture after scripture after scripture. We could go to Ephesians chapter 1, talking about how He loved us and He put us in Christ before the very foundation of this world. It's not left up to you, sinner. It's not left up to me to make the right decisions so that I can check all the boxes. I can do this recipe just right. What kind of a God would that be? You got to follow me for me to save you. I can't. Even when they had the law service, who could keep the law? It was there to show how impossible it is without God. It's impossible. But He has given us the Spirit of love. He has shown His love to us. You remember probably the most popular verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He did what? He gave. What did He give? He gave the very best and placed us in the very best. Our salvation is secure. He said, because I live, ye shall live also. What great comfort were those disciples when they saw the resurrection Christ. When they see that He was not dead. No, He was not left in the tomb. He said, because I live, ye shall live also. Blessed Savior, that's a wonderful thing for us to imagine. And the love that He has for His people. The Spirit of love. You know, we 1 John 4:19, we love Him because He first loved us. And then over in John chapter 13, I mentioned it first, but I want to read the scripture except exactly, not just try to quote at it. You know, sometimes you can mess up when you're trying to quote at something.
John chapter 13, verse 34 says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." That is how we're labeled as his disciple. That's how we show forth our discipleship to Christ, that we have that love one to another. And sometimes it can be fearful to love somebody. But you know what? He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. There's another verse. The address is not coming to me right now. But a perfect love casteth out fear. The more we're perfecting in our love, the more we're working on that love, trying to do, because he says, "The new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." You know, there was a command, and Paul would tell the husbands, he says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church." That's a high bar. I haven't got there yet. I'll never get there. But the higher that bar is, the higher it's going to be to reach for it. We don't need to dumb down God's standards so we can reach them. No. We need to keep those standards high. So we need to try to love one another as Christ has loved us. And he has given us the Spirit. That powerful Spirit will help us show forth that love. That light that we're supposed to be shining, it comes from him. It's given to us to shine forth and show forth that love one to another. So God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And that last one is a sound mind. A sound mind. How many times in your life have you felt that your mind is not very sound? How many times have you felt like you're just on a shaky foundation? You know, it's one thing when somebody pours the foundation and it's solid and it's sure. They say it's sound, right? It's a sound foundation. Our mind, and if we want that sound mind, it has to come from the Lord. A sound mind, like a sound foundation. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." The foundation of God standeth sure. There is no other foundation that is more sound than the foundation of God. And it's having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Not will be his, not could be his. No, that are his. Our salvation in him is secure, set before the very foundation of this world. Before this world even had its form, a people was placed within Christ Jesus. The very best he had. Why is it the very best? Because it's God. God himself placed his people and the very best that he had. Another part of that armor is that helmet of salvation. You know, the breastplate of righteousness, and those breastplate right there, that's to protect the vital organs in your heart, to guard that heart. But brother and sister, we need something to guard our mind each and every day. We need something to remember. We need something on our mind other than the cares and troubles of this world. If we're too worried about the cares and the trouble, we have removed the helmet. No, I haven't removed my salvation, but I have removed my helmet. Guarding my mind, keeping my mind upon Christ. That's one of those things that I can remember the promises that God has given us. I can go read Ephesians chapter 1, Romans chapter 8, and John's epistle, and I can just enjoy and rejoice in the sound foundation of God. And I tell you, if that doesn't help you bring you back down to where you need to be and having that sound mind, I don't know what else to do.
Because God have not given us the spirit of fear. We're not to be fearful. Yes, there's things that's going to pop up and make us fearful. But we're not to be debilitated. We're not to backslide. We're not to be fearful of the things of this world. Because why? Because he has given us what we need. He has given us his word so we can read it. Like over in Romans chapter 12 verse 2. He says, be not conformed to this world. Don't act like this world. Don't be conformed to it. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do we do that? By reading his word. Taking it in. My favorite verse, Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That lamp, it shows me the condition that I'm in. It shows me right where I'm at. But it's also that light that shows me where I need to go. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Guard our mind with reading his word, filling our memory with his truths, with his promises. Everything that he has given us is because he loves us so. If he didn't love us so, he wouldn't have done anything for us. But his love is so much farther, so vast. I tell you, that's the biggest subject around, is the love of God. But of the sound mind. In Colossians chapter 3, real quick, we'll close with that. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, brothers and sisters, if you have the power, the Spirit dwelling within you, love one another, having that love one to another, and that sound mind, brothers and sisters, that's just evidence upon evidence upon evidence that you are risen with Christ. So he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. The more we're setting our affection, whole affection, mind on him, mind on Christ, the more sound this mind will be.
That's right.
Because we're focused on the one who hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. May the Lord bless you.